Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servidio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Tonight, I have such an exciting show planned for us. On the air, I have Janice Spindle. Janice Spindle gets people married. She finds love for the world's most attractive, well-educated, upscale, professional single people. Janice has been a matchmaker for over 20 years. With over 1,000 successful marriages, Janice is continuously acknowledged for her expertise. She has been featured on over 50 specials on love, dating, and relationships, such as Dr. Phil, The Today Show, CNN, and more. Janice is an award-winning author of 2 books, Get Serious About Getting Married, 365 Proven Ways to Find Love in Less Than 1 Year, and How to Date Men, Dating Secrets from America's Top Matchmaker. Janice, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So the show has been, people have been so looking forward to having you on the show and have so many questions. How did you get started in the matchmaker industry?
Well, I guess you could say I've been a people person ever since I was a little girl. I have a habit of talking to people wherever I go, and I have a very definitive target market that I choose to talk to, and it's like I have radar. They all happen to be single, well-educated, and looking for love in all the wrong places. So I started fixing up friends of mine, and after 14 of my male friends all decided within an 8-month period that they were marrying the girl that I was in, that I introduced them to, is when I looked at my husband and looked at the phone and said, I can do this. I just need to figure out the logistics of it.
Yes. And when you say looking in the wrong places, what are some of those wrong places?
Well, I think that people, it's very difficult in most major cities to meet the right person. And you can definitely, without a question of a doubt, meet somebody in a random situation at a party, in an elevator, on a coffee line, on a train. I mean, there's a zillion different ways to meet people, but you really need to get to know who they are. And sometimes people just go with the wrong people, and it takes them a long time to figure it out because they're comfortable in a relationship and they don't want to leave and get back out there and be single again. So they stay in a relationship too long because they're comfortable. And then they wake up one morning and they find out, oh, wow, a year went by. So the wrong person. I'm done.
Yes. And I find so many times with clients that I have, too, is that it is so comfortable in that relationship. And the idea of trying something new and taking a chance is scarier than actually staying in this relationship that maybe is toxic or that isn't exciting anymore, that or there's not any love or feelings left in.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so it becomes, you know, kind of this, I guess, routine that people feel more comfortable in staying in than actually going out and meeting people and taking that chance, which I think can be very, you know, anxiety provoking, but also very rewarding.
Yes. At the end of the day, it really just boils down to chemistry. That's an intangible nobody can account for. For men, chemistry is usually visual. They fall in love through their eyes, where women fall in love through their ears. They want a smart man who has a great personality, who has a nice sense of humor. Whereas men are very different.
Okay. How does a man find someone when it is visual that, and then they know, okay, this is someone that has substance or this is someone that they could marry?
Well, that's part of the problem why men pick the wrong women. Because they pick because of the visual perspective, they're attracted to somebody. But that doesn't mean she has substance, it doesn't mean she's smart, and it doesn't mean she's the right girl. But it might take them 3 to 6 months to figure that out because they're so obsessed with her looks, how attractive she is, and they're in a relationship basically because she's a very pretty girl and she might not be the right girl for them.
Yes. And how do you, the men that are your clients, how do you help them navigate through that of learning, okay, yes, looks, it does mean something to have the chemistry, but it's not, looks aren't everything.
Well, men outsource us to do the editing for them. So they don't just want looks. That's sort of where it begins, but they want women that have the whole package. I've coined it as the four B's. It's beauty, brains, body, and balance. And then I leave the rest up to chemistry and the universe. But men want women, men that come to us, that hire us to find them their significant other, they have the whole package, and they want a woman that has the whole package.
And the men that you work with, do you take a while doing a background check? How long does it take for them till you accept them as a client of yours?
Well, we go out, we put men through a screening process first on the phone and by filling out an application. And then if they sound like they could be a potential client, we set up what we call a mock date with them. And then once we go out on a date with them to hear all about what they're looking for and to see if we feel they're realistic with their expectations of what they're looking for, and if they're a nice guy and we like them and we think we can deliver what they're asking for, then we take them on as a client.
Okay. And how long does it usually take for a man to, does he go on a date within a couple of weeks, or how long is it different for each client, the process?
I would basically venture to say that most of the men are matched within a week at the most.
Wow, that's pretty quick.
We wouldn't take money from them if we didn't think that we had what they were looking for.
Okay.
We're not a dating service. We're very hands-on, very high-end, very boutique-y, one-on-one matchmakers.
Yes.
So the men
Which
that come to us are not looking for dates.
Yes, which makes you stand out so much more than the other, I would think, matchmakers and the dating websites. It sounds like the men that are coming to you, they are looking for marriage. They are looking for a serious, significant other.
They're looking for a committed relationship that preferably leads towards marriage. If they're older, they might not need the piece of paper, but they want a committed relationship.
Okay. And finding the women for them, how do you go about that?
Well, considering I'm an icon in the field, I get women that apply every hour of the day, every day of the week because of who I am and the reputation that I have. So that's one way, and we are out searching. My daughter is actually out now at an event, and she'll be scouting women if she sees any that she thinks are special.
Yes. And what stands out in a woman when you see her or when you hear about her or look at her picture or her bio? Is there something that you look for in particular?
Well, the first thing I'm looking for is some kind of a presence, whether she's statuesque, whether it's her aura, whether it's her looks, whether it's her height, weight, brains, profile. It's sort of a package, everything about her.
Okay. And then you interview her to make sure she fits the criteria.
Mm-hmm. And make sure that she looks like her pictures and she is who she says she is and she works where she says she works and she lives where she says she lives and all of that stuff.
Okay. And do you have a database of women that you have about, I don't know, a few hundred or a group that you have that you can go to that you have a different group?
Women are members and they are in the database. If they fit into the profile of what the men clients are looking for, then we call them and bring them in for a match.
Okay. And I know sometimes we see all these matchmakers on television, these different things where they have those big meet the match and where there's a bunch of 10 other women or 15 other women in the room. Is that something you do or is it more one-on-one?
Nope, it's very one-on-one, very hands-on.
So I think that would make more of a difference when it's one-on-one. People really get to know the person that they're meeting instead of having a whole group of people, which I think could also be intimidating for both sides.
Yes,
to go
absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you have two books, Get Serious About Getting Married, 365 Proven Ways to Find Love in Less Than 1 Year. How
mm-hmm.
long did it take you to put together that book?
I guess you'd say it's a wealth of information of many, 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 many years.
Okay.
Interviewing a lot of people across the country. I've been listening to He Said, She Said for 20 plus years. I definitely consider myself an expert on just about every field possible, for a relationship guru, a sex therapist. I mean, you name it, I can definitely go up against anybody.
Wow.
Been listening to thousands and thousands and thousands of men and women worldwide for a very long time.
And is there one important factor that sticks out or piece of advice for a man or for women that has kind of stuck through these years that could really help someone find the right person?
Well, I think people should be realistic with their expectations of what they're looking for. I think both men and women should put their best foot forward, as it is a very competitive world out there. There happen to be 2 million more single women in most cosmopolitan cities than there are men. So it's very competitive. It's very important that women look their best, exude confidence, feel their best, dress their best. Everything they do, they should be doing their best. The same with men. And I think that people should be realistic and not be looking in what I call a magic mirror.
Okay.
There are a lot of people out there that are just completely unrealistic with what they're looking for in terms of age, in terms of profile, in terms of a lot of things.
Okay. And what would that exactly be? Because I think sometimes if people have unrealistic ideals, they don't really sometimes are aware that they're so... They're not really realistic.
That's correct.
What are some things that you have seen that have been unrealistic that maybe you had to speak to a man or a woman about and say, listen, I think this is really, not going to happen, or something that you could work with?
We don't take them on.
Okay. So those become more of a red flag of someone that you feel that cannot be matched up with somebody?
Well, yes. If we don't feel somebody is realistic with what they're looking for, I mean, I just got quite a few new clients and I sort of did a posting out of my own curiosity on exactly what I was looking for on social media. And the results and the responses that I got back were delusional women. I was clearer than clear, and I said one man was looking for someone. His children are grown, and he wants someone with grown children only, teenagers or older. And a woman emails me, I'm perfect. My son is 8, or my son is 6. I mean, what word didn't she understand? I said teenagers or older. That's not correct. Another woman from Canada wanted to meet one of the guys, and she's barely 5'2", and he's 6'5", and he's looking for 5'8" or taller. And she said, but all my boyfriends were 6'2" or 6'4". I said, that's irrelevant. You can't read English. I mean, 5'2" to 6'5"? Are you for real? You would look like I don't even know what.
Yeah.
I mean, visualization and aesthetics are very important to men when you're matching them. So if the women don't fit the profile of what the men are looking for, then it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Men also want women that are younger, and women don't get it. They don't want to necessarily date men that are much older than them.
And
but it is a man's world out there. I'm sorry?
Yes. What would be much older? Would someone be 10 years older? What would you think much older would be?
Well, 10 years is age appropriate, between 8 to 10 years. But sometimes it can be 15 to 20 years.
Wow.
And, that's a lot of years. I'm not disagreeing. It's a lot of years. But, again, I work for the men. And if a man is, 64 and he wants a woman in her late 40s, then that's a lot of age. It's a big age difference.
Yes.
But they get to call the shots.
Yes. Do you find a lot of women in their late 40s dating men that are 64 or being open to doing that?
I just had a 40-year-old, or she'll be 40 in another month or so, that's engaged to a 64-year-old man, and she's pregnant with a little girl.
Wow.
And I think that's ridiculous. But I see that she's very, 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 very happy. She glows. She's never looked and felt and acted so good. And, you know, he loves her, and she has fun with him, and he spoils her, and he treats her well, and he's a great guy, and she's not what she was looking for, but she stumbled upon it, and they're getting married.
Yes. And I'm wondering, too, also with the chemistry, sometimes age doesn't matter, or what you think you, this is the type I want, this is the type I go for, or that I've been with, when the chemistry is there. It's almost being open to saying, let me see if I can find the chemistry, not having such a strict ideal of what he or she is supposed to look like.
Well, a lot of people pinhole themselves. You know, I've had many a women who many, many years ago I've met them and they've said to me, you know, they won't date somebody more than five years older. And I hate to say it, but those women are now in their late 30s, early 40s, still not married. You know, you have to be open. You can't pinhole yourself.
No. And I think it's also meeting different people and just seeing, is this a possibility? Can I have feelings for this person? Is there some interest?
Mm-hmm.
Giving yourself the opportunity, because you seem to never know what, you know, attracted to his intelligence, attracted to something, his wit or her wit, but being more open to say, okay, let me see if my past hasn't been working for me, what can work for me now?
Well, you need to be open and try different things. You need to step out of your comfort level and out of the box.
Yes, yes. And I think that's what's really hard, and I find so many times with people that I work with clients, that it is hard sometimes to step out of the box and also to put yourself out there and be vulnerable, but that's a big part of dating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely, but most people don't do it.
No, and I think you almost stand in your own way. It's almost self-sabotaging type of behaviors.
Self-destructive.
Yes, yes. We have a question from the chat room. What about a woman if she's overweight? Do you accept women that are a little overweight on your website, or would you recommend another website, or for men that are overweight, is there, what about that?
Define overweight.
I guess maybe 15 to 30 pounds.
How tall is she and what does she weigh?
I'm not sure. I can find out how tall she is. Is there, I mean, if they're proportioned, or, I mean, I know sometimes there's a lot of voluptuous women or more stockier type of men. She's a size 16.
That's a big woman.
Okay. Okay. Now, is there a different site, I guess, to find, or a different type of matchmaker for them to find someone that would fit their criteria?
I don't know what they would be looking for, but I do know that the clients worldwide that I deal with of all ages want women that lead a healthy lifestyle and that take care of their bodies. So if a woman is a size 16, again, you know, it would depend. Is she 5'4 in a size 16 or is she 5'11 in a size 16? That would make a very big difference. And is she comfortable in her own body? Does she look like a size 16? You know, does she exude confidence? If you ask me what the most important thing is to a man and a woman, it's without a question of a doubt, confidence. Men like women that exude confidence. So if you are carrying a few extra pounds and you're confident, you know, it might not matter. But, you know, if you're carrying 30 extra pounds, you probably are self-conscious about it, and then it would matter.
Yes. It's a very interesting topic you just brought up about confidence, because I find so many times there's questions from women, when does confidence become intimidating, or is being assertive for a man? Is there a difference? Is there a time when it's too much? Because so many times I work with women who are successful, who feel that maybe they're intimidating the men, or maybe they're too assertive or too aggressive or have too much confidence.
For the right man, there is no such thing as too much confidence. If it's the right man, he's not going to be intimidated by you, and he's going to warm and welcome a woman with confidence. It's a turn on to men. The same way a woman that has who's a brainiac and who's intellectually stimulating and intellectually challenging is extremely a turn on to a man. It's very sexy when a woman is smart and confident.
Yes. So to all these women that feel that they kind of have to dumb down what they do or who they are to have the man feel better about themselves.
Then they're going after the wrong man.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I think it becomes that point where you know, when you have to always kind of quiet down what you do to make him feel better is a sign of not a very healthy relationship.
Correct.
Yes. So what other advice would you give to women who wanted to find their mate, who are a little bit older, who are in their 60s and above?
Well, in my book, age is just a number, and some people's are unlisted. So it really depends on, do they look 60? Do they act 60? Do they feel 60? What is their mentality like?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what are they looking for? I think that people should focus on what they're doing, not who they're meeting. Do things that you enjoy. If you do things that you enjoy, hopefully you'll meet people doing the same thing that are like-minded, whether it's bridge, whether it's mahjong, whether it's running, whether it's hiking, whether it's golf, whether it's kayaking, tennis, walking, you know, anything that you enjoy doing, you should do.
Okay.
And hopefully the like-minded people, you know, will be meeting. While they're doing it, then you're not worrying about a bar scene where you, you know, feel uncomfortable in your own skin and you're standing there with a drink and you don't feel comfortable.
Yes. No. Do you feel like a bar is ever a healthy place to meet the right person? I know sometimes it happens, people get married, but do you shy away from that?
You know, you never say never. I mean, I've met people that have met the love of their life and the woman or the man of their dreams in a bar. You know, a lot of upscale steakhouses have bars, and I tell women that's a great place to meet a man. Go to an upscale steakhouse and go with a girlfriend and maybe sit at the bar and have dinner, because people that are at the bar, a lot of men eat at a bar alone. People that are at the bar will tend to talk to other people that are at the bar.
Yes.
And just be friendly, smile and say hello. In my first book, I have what's called the Hello Challenge. I mean, you know, I give lists of places from literally A to Z of where people can go to meet each other and what things people can do to meet each other.
Okay. And I know sometimes women or men like to fib 3 to 5 years about what their real age is. How do you feel about that?
I don't believe in that. Women lie about their age and their weight. Men lie about their age and their height. And 30% of the people that are online are married. So people have to be very careful. But lying is only going to bite you in the butt. It's a trust issue. People wonder, well, if you lied about that, what else are you lying about? People go on a date knowing that both people are lying. I don't think that that's a great policy.
Yes, it's a very, I would think, a toxic way to start out a relationship with a lie.
Well, yeah, because it's trust, character.
I know so many times I've had clients, I'd seen a client, a male client, who had been on a dating website, and he made a reference. He said, you know, I meet a girl in the bar, and she doesn't trust me. She's kind of cold. She's kind of standoffish. I meet the same girl, say, online, and she believes everything I say. She takes everything for face value and is willing to get in my car and come here and see my apartment. And he said that the internet, that dating, internet site dating, has such a false sense of security.
I disagree with what that person said. If you meet somebody online, you should never get into a car with them. You should never meet them in a quiet place, and you should never, I mean, you meet them in a public place, you don't give them your last name, you don't give them a cell phone number. I mean, you have to be very careful when you're meeting people online. You don't know who they are. There's no background checks done. There's no screening process. People can be in prison applying online, and a lot of them are.
Wow. Yeah. No, it opens up a whole different outlook on really, you know, making sure you get to know who that person is, and also but putting your safety first.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why having a matchmaker like yourself really takes that part of the equation out, which makes it more comfortable and safer, being able to really focus on the person and on the relationship or the chemistry.
Well, we do the editing for people. We don't fit a square peg into a round hole.
Yes. Yes. And how do you feel? I know I work with a lot of women, too, that are older, who want a younger man, maybe 15 years younger than they are.
Well, younger men don't come to me asking for older women. I hear that from women all the time, but, you know, those are men that have, boys are men that have issues. They're looking for their mother, or they're looking for a sugar mama or something to that effect.
Okay. So a man who's in his 40s would not be looking for a serious relationship for someone 55 or over, or
why would somebody want somebody like that?
Yes. But I know so many times, I guess
the same way that with women, if they're looking for an older man, that's because they have unresolved issues with their father, or they're a gold digger, of which we take neither.
Yes. Yes. Do you find a lot of times that you have to turn away a lot of people?
Yes. We refuse a lot of people.
How do they handle that?
We're very selective in who we choose to work with, and we're even more selective on who we choose to match.
Okay. So it's really making sure you get the best of the best.
Yes.
In your second book, How to Date Men, Dating Secrets from America's Top Matchmaker, is this a sequel to the first one? What is this one really about? I know it's about dating, but what's the angle on this book?
Well, they're two completely different books written by two completely different ghostwriters. The second book, man that actually wrote it with me, and the first book was written by a woman with me, and the first book is much more so about getting married, and the second book is literally about dating.
Okay. And is there, I mean, I know there is a difference between dating and looking for marriage. Did you notice a huge difference in the different ways these men and women go out to look for their mate?
I think that there's overlap and commonalities in the same. It depends on what city, what age bracket, that would define what's different.
Okay. And with your clients, do you have a certain age group, or, I mean, do you start in 20s, 30s, 40s, or are they usually
We run the gamut from 27 to 80. Well-educated, well-groomed, upscale professional, preferably non-smoking, athletically inclined, most important, commitment-minded men who are looking for a monogamous relationship, and the same for women.
Now, you have different events that you hold. How can someone find out about your events, or is there a certain criteria to attend one of your events?
They have to be a member, and they have to be personally invited. All of the information is on my website.
Okay. And what is your website again?
JaniceSpindellMatchmaker.com, 2 S's, 1 L, all one word.
Okay. Now, do you have any other books coming up or any other new projects? Because I know you've been on a lot of different shows and talk shows and have done a lot of speaking engagements.
There's quite a few e-books out there online that people can purchase. They can purchase the books on my website. And I have lots of great things coming up.
Okay. So they can find out different.
Okay. Yeah, the best thing is to follow us on social media. That's how we post everything.
Okay. And if people have any questions, they can send you a question on social media.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Or they can go to askjanicespindell.com.
Okay. Now, I know your daughter Carly has been working with you. When did she start to become part of the business?
About 6 years ago, she was working for me at night, and she was a matchmaker at night and on the weekends taking on clients. And then she left the corporate field of law and decided to join me full time, and that was a few years ago.
Okay. So it sounds like you both really work very hard and work together to really find the right matches for your clients.
We do. We work around the clock. Our clients say we work 25/8.
Yes. So when do you take a rest?
Well, I spend the summer at my beach office, so I try and relax as much as I possibly can, and we do a lot of traveling.
Yes. Do you find yourself sometimes when you are relaxing, if you see a man, that would be great, or you see a woman, you know, walking down the street or coming into the coffee shop, that could be a great match for one of your clients? Do you feel like you're always still working on that, or are you able to
all
kind of put
long.
It to the side?
Nope, all day long. That's who I am. It's my passion. That's what I do. It's not work. It's what I do.
Yes, it's part of your blood. I think that's what happens when you're very passionate about what you do and you really have the love for it. It's something that you do all the time that just becomes a part of you.
It's in our DNA.
Yes. Now, do you have worldwide? I know you said you have an office at your beach house. Do you have an office in New York? Are there other areas or states or countries that you have offices?
We're in 32.
How do you work with that?
We're in 32 cities, and they're listed on our website, and we are worldwide.
Okay.
I'm having lunch with a man on Friday from Switzerland, and we're going to Dubai in the fall.
Wow. So you go to travel. You meet your client in the country or state or where he is.
Yes. They fly us to where they are.
Okay. Do you find that they're open to find mates from other countries, from other states, or do you find they usually want to stay within?
It depends. Some of them want somebody from their backyard.
Yes. Do you find religion is a big factor? If there's different religions, do you find that they should be the same
religion? I think
religion
is important. I usually don't like to step out of the box. I think it's more, I don't deal with anybody that's very religious, but I think it's more about the culture, the upbringing, the commonalities, and just, you know, the religion itself. The more commonalities, the better off the match.
Yes. And do you have a checklist of maybe 10 commonalities to have, like maybe 8 out of 10, or is it just also based on feeling too?
All of the above.
Okay.
Demographics, so, feeling, religion, physical, intellectual, values, family, lots of stuff.
Yeah, so just it's looking at really the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
And putting it together and then having that feeling and that gut feeling about, okay, this could be a match.
Yes.
Now, you've had over 1,000 successful marriages. Do you attend
as of 2 days ago?
Marriages?
As of 2 days ago, I'm 15 couples short of 2,000.
Wow. That must be such a great feeling.
And Carly is at, I think, 84.
Wow. So you must be getting a lot of wedding invites.
I've never been invited to a wedding.
Oh, okay. Would you go if you were invited?
It depends. Probably not. It depends.
Okay. Do you find that a lot of your clients stay in contact with you afterwards, or is it usually then it's over once the marriage and the match?
Some do, and some, you know, you did your job, thank you very much, goodbye and good luck.
Yes. Yeah. And it sounds like, you know, within a week or two, you say within a week they get matched up. You must, you know, have a huge clientele must move pretty quickly.
Well, we try and get them matched up pretty quickly so we can take on, you know, another one or two or three.
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions?
Well, I know Mary Kay had asked what the website is again. One more time. She's in the chat room. What your website is.
JaniceSpindellMatchmaker.com. Two S's, one L, all one word.
Okay. Great. I can give her that. Well, I know I had some other questions from people who did not want to actually come on the show, and about men looking for the right mate. And what, you know, is it usually much younger? Should they? I know you said about the age, about 6 to 8 years, but is it something if a man is much older? Do you know that it would be a huge problem to? And I know we were speaking about this earlier about dating someone 20 years younger.
Again, it's a case-by-case situation.
Yeah.
I had a 65-year-old man call me the other night that wants a woman in her 30s. He wants to have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the person.
Yeah.
Depends on their mindset. It depends on how they take care of themselves physically. Are they healthy? It depends. It's not a boilerplate answer.
And I think that's also, too, you know, each case, each person is so different. So it's really looking at it with open eyes and not, again, you know, pinholing or pigeonholing what your type is or what you're going to be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yes, I wanted to thank you so much, Janice, for being on the show. I know we don't have any more questions right now. Some people said they were going to call in, but I guess they got a little nervous. But I wanted
no
to
worries.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me. And if anybody has any questions, they can always shoot me an email off of my website. Again, JaniceSpindellMatchmaker.com. And, you know, my final words are be open, be realistic with your expectations of what you're looking for, exude confidence, and just smile and say hello.
Great. And again, thank you everyone for tuning in this evening. If you have any questions, you can send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/insightintohealing. Again, Janice, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Have a great night.
You too. And everyone, thank you for listening. Everyone have a good night, and God bless.